We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. We were in the middle of Sif Aleph. We're in shir number 2 of Sif number Aleph, and that is on the top of page 40. We're up to the second line on page 40. Just to review what we said yesterday in the Mechaber to get a running start, we were discussing a kira, which is a type of oven that can hold two pots on top of it. If it was heated up, we said, with psoles of zesim or with etzim, things that make coals, so we said it is usher to put a tafshil on Friday and leave it there going into Shabbos, unless the tafshil was fully cooked so much that if it cooks anymore, it's going to be bad for you. And then we're not worried that you're going to come to stoke the coals because it's already so cooked. Or we said the other heter was that it was so raw that anyway, it's not going to be ready for the meal Friday night, and therefore you're not going to come to stoke the coals, it's only going to be ready for Shabbos day. Now we pick up in the Mechaber on the second line of page 40. Aval in this bashel tzas, but if it was cooked a little bit, velonis bashel kol tzarko, and it wasn't cooked the full amount, vafilu nis bashel kol tzarko, and even if it was cooked the full amount, v'hu mitztamek v'yofelo, but if it gets cooked more, it will be better for you. Then chayshinon shema yechata, then we're worried that you might come to stoke the coals to make it finished earlier. And then the aser lahashoso aleha elu imkein garaf. And then we say it's aser to leave it on the kira as Shabbos is coming in, unless the kira was garaf. Hainu shahotzi mimeno kol hagecholim, that it was swept out from all the coals, so the coals are gone. O katam, it was garaf. O katam, katam. The hainu, that means to say shekisa hagecholim be'efer lamait chumam, that you covered the coals with some dirt to lower the intensity of the heat. And therefore, besides the heterim we had last night of it being totally fully cooked or being totally raw, we have over here, even if it's not, it's somewhat cooked in the middle, and therefore it would be a problem. But if the oven was garuf o katum, meaning the coals were taken out or the coals were covered with dirt to lower the heat, then it will also be mutter. V'inosom bo chaticha chaya, and as we discussed a little bit last night, if you put in a raw piece of meat, mutter ki'ilu ha'isa kula chaya, that would be mutter to leave it on the kira as if the dish was fully raw, like we discussed last night. Da'idei koch masiach daito mimeno. By through having the raw piece of meat there, so you take your mind off of it for the Friday night suda, and it doesn't come to be stoked. Vafilu ena grufu katuma, and even if the oven was not grufu katuma, mutter lismochla kedera besamochutzala. You can't put a pot inside the kira or on top of the kira, but you can't put a pot close to the kira outside of it. So therefore, that's an additional heter that if it's not garfa katum, you can still put the pot outside of it and heat it up that way. Vimhusko bikash obigvava. Till now we were discussing that you're heating up the oven with items that turn into coals, and therefore there's a chash of shami yechata, they might come to stoke the coals. But if you heat up the oven with straw or stubble, which doesn't make coals, then mutter lahashos aleha, then you can leave a pot on it. Going into Shabbos, afilu eina lo grufa v'lo ketuma. Even if it's not fully cooked, it's not having the coals removed, it's not having the coals covered, it's just regular, because the kash and gvava, the straw and the stubble, does not make coals, and therefore it is much more lenient. Then the Rama tells us, shtei kiros hamasimos zo etzol zo. If you have two twin kiros that are next to each other, v'dofen shalcheres b'neyam, and there's a wall of pottery between them, ha'achas grufa v'ketuma, one of them is cleaned out properly, it's garuf, swept out, or ketuma, or it's covered with the coals. Vashnia ain't a gruf of a ketuma. And the second oven was not garuf a katum. Mutter lahashos ala grufa u ketuma. You're allowed to leave a pot on the oven that was cleaned out properly. Afal pisha mosef hevel misha ain't a gruf of a ketuma. Even though there is added heat coming from the other oven which was not cleaned out properly. We'll stop there on top for today, and now we'll begin the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah picks up in Sifkaton Yud Beis on page 40. So again, the first new thing we mentioned tonight was that if the dish was cooked a little bit, but it was not totally cooked, or it was fully cooked, but it was in its stomach, the buffalo, by cooking it more, it would be beneficial for you. Then we worry, Shami Yechata, you might stoke the coal. Says the Mishavu in Yud Beis, L'mayer bishulo, to quicken the process of cooking, Kidei lecho balayla, so you can eat it at night. O kidei shiye mitzdamek yofa, or it should get better for you by cooking more. So then we said, it's also to leave it on there, unless it was garufa katum. And the Mechaber, in explaining Garav, said, it means to say, Shahotzi mimenu kol ha-gecholim, you removed all the coals before Shabbos. So the Mishabur writes in Sefkotun Yud Gimel, Shahotzi mimenu chutz la-kira, you removed the coals to outside the kira. In note 21, it points out this is the Shita of the Rambam, and is coming to Bavur, not like the Balam Or, who holds that it's enough to sweep the coals to one side of the oven. The Rambam holds they have to actually be removed. The Mishavura is going like the Rambam. Therefore, the Mishavura writes, Shahutzi mimeno chutz lakira. You have to remove the coals to outside the kira. Umutter bazeh, and then it will be mutter. The chayim bekatam, and so too, if you covered the coals, afilu rak nispashok tzas. Even if it's only a little bit cooked, it would be mutter to leave it on going into Shabbos. The next set that the Mechaber gave us, if it was not fully cooked, was if it was katam. And he explained, Shekisa hagecholim be'efer lamayit chumam, that you covered the coals with dirt in order to lower the intensity of the heat. So the Mishabura says in Sefkotun Yodalad, Hainu kol hagecholim, that when it says covering the coals, it means covering all the coals. Now what does it mean, covering all the coals? If you look at note 22, he brings from Rav Yoshev that he says, She'ain tzarach l'chasos as kol shetach ha-gecholim. You don't have to mamish cover every little part of the coals. Elo rak she'yase as pu'ulas ha-kisui klape kol ha-gecholim. You should do an act of covering towards all the coals. Tehainu she'yashlich as ha'efer b'fizur al pnei kol ha-gecholim. You should start sprinkling the dirt over all the coals. Afal pi she'rak mi'utam iskase. Even if it only ends up covering some of them or part of them, but you did an act of hishtadlus to cover all of them by sprinkling all around, that's good enough. But you don't have to go crazy to make sure that every part of the coals is covered. The Mishabur then says, V'ein tzarech liktom ad she'ein nikar sham eish klal. Again, you have to cover the gecholim, but you don't have to make sure that it's covered so much that it shouldn't be recognizable if there's a fire there at all. Rak b'kisui efer kolshu. Just a little bit of a covering is good enough. Milamala al pneim sagi. As long as it's on top of them, the way we just described, that would be enough. V'afilu huvhara acharkach shari. And the Gemara says that even if it reignites, you put the dirt on the coals to lower the flame, even if it gets reignited afterwards, it's still going to be okay. In note 23, he explains that im huvara hagecholim kodem hanochas hakedera, if the fire, the Mishabura said that if the fire like reignites, it's going to be okay. But note 23 tells us from the Ritva that if it got reignited before you put the pot down, then it would not be okay. She'ena necheves ke'esh ketuma, that's not considered a covered fire. And Rav Yoshev explained, she'kevan she'ikar das ha'odom amatzav ha'esh hu bizman hanochas hakedera. Since the mindset of a person is on the status of the fire when you put the pot down, tzarech shetia ha'esh ketuma ba'osa shah. It goes bust to the time you put the pot down. So if you cover the coals with the dirt and then it reignited before you put it down, you got to do it again. It wouldn't count. And in addition, v'hosav, he adds on, shem huvara la'achar sheniachas ha'kedera. If you first put the kedera down and then the fire reignited itself and went higher, mutter gam litla ulachzir agabe kira, you can still remove the pot and put it back on before Shabbos, even though the flame is pretty big. Mishum shah shehiyah harishona kfar hutra. Because the first shehiyah, the first putting on of the pot, was already mutter. V'akol nechshav kehemshach ha-shehiyah harishona. It all goes after the original shehiyah. And therefore, the same way that it's l'chumra, that if it reignited before you put it down initially, it's a problem. If it reignited after you put it down initially, even if you remove the pot, you'd be allowed to put it back down and it would be okay. The Mishabura continues and says, Od Amar Shom. It says further over there, Da'afilu hayu ha-gecholim shal rosem. Even if the coals were made out of rosem wood, she'eno memarin lehikavos, that they don't extinguish easily, gam kein shari, it's still going to be permissible. Why? Va'atam b'kozeh, the reason for all this is, kevan degila daito delo boi l'gecholim sagi. Since by putting the dirt there, you revealed in your mind that you don't want the coals, that's good enough. The whole point is we don't want you to come stoke the coals, so by showing you're not interested in the coals, by putting the dirt over it, even if it wasn't such a successful sprinkling of dirt to mamish put out the coals because they're tough coals, still it's good enough because you show that you're not interested, and bevadei we assume you're not going to come to stoke the coals. Od Isa, furthermore, it says over there, the gecholim she'omimu, coals that were omimu, hainu she'huchshuk tzas mar'isan, the coals, they just went down, they darkened. Harehen kikatuma, that's good enough. Even if you didn't put dirt on it, but the coals went down, and now they look like they're dying out, they got darker, that's good enough, that's like katuma. Why? That time, the reason is, The kevan shelo chashash laboson shelo yu'umamu, since you did not blow on them and try to reignite them so they shouldn't get dulled, muchacha milsa she'eno kapid d'chituya. So we see you're not makbid on soaking the coals, because if you wanted to soak the coals, you would have just done it right away. You would have reignited the coals or blew on them to try to get it going. So we're not worried if you leave it that way that you're going to come to soak the coals on Shabbos. There are a couple of very important notes that we have to see over here on the next page. We'll see note number 25. In note number 25, he writes, "V'ofen ketimas kirayim shalgaz," the way that you cover a stovetop of gas, a gas stovetop. How do you do ketima before Shabbos? Nowadays, very practically, you want to leave your soup, you want to leave something on the fire, and you want to cover the fire. How do you do it with a gas stovetop? Sheshayach behen gamkein gzeira schitui. This gzeira of Shem Yechate applies as well. So Moshe Feinstein writes, Shelo dai bekisui hakaftorim. It's not enough to cover the knob. You can't just cover the knob, which affects the changing of the status of the fire. That's not enough. Elotzricha katima lios be'ish atzma. You have to have the covering on the fire itself. Mishum shirak aidei ketima sa'esh. Because dafka, through a covering of the fire, yesh heker shedaito lafchisa. That's where it's clear that your das is to lower the heat. V'lo yavo lachtos ba kedei lagdila. We're not worried then that you're going to come to stoke them to make it higher. V'chein das v'lo yoshev u'kein ze kasa b'or l'tzion. Fine. Me'idoch, on the other hand, the Shevet HaLevi writes, sh'me'acha shebekirayim shalgaz i'efshar lachtos ve'esh atzma. Since by a gas stovetop, you can't, stoking the fire is not going to do anything. If the knobs are covered, there's no way to make the fire bigger or smaller. Therefore, he says, Me'ikar adin dai beheker shi'asa bekaftorim. So the Shevet HaLevi says that Me'ikar adin is enough to cover the knobs, unlike Rav Moshe and Rav Yashiv. Kigon ayidein ni'ilasam o bo'ofen achar she'ni yochal azizam. You remove the knob, you do something that you're not going to touch the knob. That's Me'ikar adin. But mikomokom l'maisa kosad l'maisa, he does write, she'ein onu matirim shelo l'chasas es'esh atzma. L'maisa, he agrees with other poskim, and they all come out that it's not enough to cover the knobs. L'maisa, you have to cover the fire as well. In the next paragraph, he goes on from Rav Moshe and says that even though we just said in Rav Moshe that you have to absolutely cover the fire, so maybe you would think that's enough, and you don't have to cover the knobs. Zakh Rav Moshe, yesh lahachmir shelo dai v'kisu ha'esh. It's not enough to cover the fire. You should be machmir that yesh l'chasos gamas hakaftorim. You should also cover the knobs. Shekevan shesham hu mokam achitui, since that's the place of adjusting the fire. Yesh lochu shema lo yeh nikir akisui shala esh v'yachate. It might not be enough of a heker, the fact that the fire is covered, if the knob is staring you in the face, and therefore you should be machmir to cover the knobs. So the ikar adin is to cover the fire. But you should be machmir, says Rav Moshe, to cover the knobs as well. Even though it's a far-fetched chash, fine. V'sayim shem Moshe ends off there. B'shas adchak yish lachel b'kisu eish lachud. B'shas adchak, you can rely on doing shehiya when just the fire is covered, even if the knobs are not covered. V'chein ein limchos b'nohagim l'chasos as ha'esh l'chud. You also do not have to protest against those who only cover the fire. So again, the ikra din, you must cover the fire. It's a chumrah that you should do to cover the knobs as well, but it's not ma'akev. Me'idach, on the other hand, Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, shedai b'kisu ha'esh. He says it's taka enough just to cover the fire. The ein tzarch l'chasos gamas hakaftorim. You don't have to cover the knobs. The chen kasav or l'tzion. The chen dashav l'yoshev. So most poskim are not saying like Rav Moshe. They say you absolutely do not have to cover the knobs. Fine. Let's see note number 26. Note 26 is what we said, that the gecholim she'omemu, they're like ketumah, they're like covered. Ulam ba'ofen zeh she'omemu ha'gecholim. But in this scenario where the coals got dimmed, if they went back and reignited themselves, the Prima Gadam writes, it's not like the case before that we learned that you did a Maisa Katima, you covered the coals with the dirt, and then they reignited. We said, that's okay, because you did your Maisa already. Here we would not say it's okay. Here, since you didn't do a Maisa, it just went down on its own, then it reignited, so you still would have to do a Ketima afterwards. Says the Mishavura Vayter, back to page 40, we're in Sivkotan Tezvav. That's going on the next part of the Mechaber that said We said then if you put a piece of raw meat, that's okay, as if the whole thing was raw, because then you may see a das mimenu, even if it's not grufa v'ketuma. And then we said in the Mechaber, mutter lismach lo kedera b'samach chutzala. We said even if it's not grufa v'ketuma, you're allowed to put a pot next to it, outside of it, that is okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh omrim delo sharin an hacha ki im hasmicha bi erev Shabbos la sosha mishatechshat. This is a big machlokas. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, there are those who say that we only allow you to put the pot next to the oven if the smicha is bi erev Shabbos to do shehiya when it gets dark. In other words, you're putting there from before Shabbos, that's when it's okay. Aval lahachzir b'Shabbos asra afilu b'smicha, but to do chazara, that we'll get into more next time, to return it there, that would be more machmir. That would be asra even b'smicha. V'rak l'svara shniya hamuskir b'sof asif, just according to the second opinion, that's going to be more lenient later on, instead of aluf, mutra afilu b'chazara apiha alfanim hamavuaram b'sabez. It would be mutter to do chazara, according to that shita, if you fulfill all the tanoim that we'll discuss in sabez, that in mitzvah Hashem we will get to. But some achronim argue on this. And their opinion is the chazara b'smicha mutter l'kulyama. They say to return it on Shabbos to being close to the oven is mutter according to everyone. The afilu b'smicha l'chatchila b'Shabbos yesh mekilin. So all different shitas. Some say it's either mutter to initially put the pot on Shabbos next to the oven to heat up. That would be okay. Heicha shakdeira adayin cham, as long as the pot is still hot. Umavushal called charcoal, and it was fully cooked. V'ayim b'mashe kozav ramah b'sof asimen ubebir halacha shom. Zok the Mishnah Berurah sif katan tez zayin. This is going on the same halacha. We said your mutter lismoch lo kedeira b'samoch lo. Zok the Mishnah Berurah haynu gam kein afilu lunisbash l'shlish. This is talking about also a case where the dish was not even cooked a third. De kevan de eino ella somech lo mibachut. Since you're only putting it next to the oven on the outside, lo chamir hay kira migrufa v'ketum hanal. It's not any more machmir putting it next to it on the outside than putting it on top when it's a case where the oven was cleaned out from the coals or was covered with dirt. Just like we said over there, if it's garv katum, you could put it on and do shehiya, even if it was not nisbashlo kadesh shlish. So to over here, if you're putting it outside, based on the different opinions that we mentioned in the last katum, that would be mutter even if the dish is not cooked a kadesh shlish. Sefkotan yudzayin b'samuch chutzola, close to it on the outside. Haynu afilu mayatzo lettuce makom ahu. Even if the place that you're putting the pot is so close to the oven that it's a mokum that is hot to the level of yad soledes bo, that it could possibly even cook over there, that would be mutter to leave there, according to what we're saying, and based on the conditions that we had mentioned. Then the Mechaber said that if you heated up the oven, not with things that come into coals, but rather with kash or begvava, with straw or stubble, then you're allowed to do shehiyah there, even if it's not grufa v'ketumah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mutter la'ashos aleos sefkotan yurches, v'u'adim besocha, slav dafka, on top of it, even inside of it, dekevan dekegrufa damya, since it's like it's cleaned out, umi bodyom hu nosa l'socha, and you're placing it there while it's still day on Friday, mali socha, mali agaba, what's the difference if you put it inside or you put it on top? Like I mentioned yesterday, there's really no chiluk. Afilu eino, even if it's not grufa v'ketuma, sefkotan yutes, lufi she'ein boch shash chitui. There's no concern that you're going to come to soak the coals. Shemiyad shekolo hashalheves, kolo gamma gacheles. When it comes to straw and stubble, it doesn't create a coal. So you're not going to come to stoke it, because immediately when it's the flame goes away, so that there's no gacheles there, there's nothing to stoke, and therefore we can be more lenient. If we look in the notes over here at note number 20, actually let's finish the Mishnah Berurah first. We have one more Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Chaf on page Chaf Aleph. That's going on the last thing that the Ramah told us, that if you have the two ovens that are next to each other, and one is Garf HaKotum and one is not, we said you're allowed to do Shehiya on the one that's Garf HaKotum, even though it's getting additional heat from the one that's not Garf HaKotum. Says the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkaton Chaf Pirish, Bakira HaGrufa, even though there's additional heat coming from the Kira that's not garuf to the kira that is grufa. V'have amin, and I would have thought the lahave ke'ena grufa, I would have thought that maybe gives it a status of not being cleaned out from the coals, because l'maisa it's still getting the heat from the other oven that's next door to it. Kamash melon comes to teach us the law, amin and hachi, we don't say that. V'afilu b'shabbos mutter l'hachzir aleha. And therefore, even on Shabbos, you would be allowed to do chazar over there. That's what we'll stop in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see a note, again, the page before, note number 29, very important note. And that's going on what we just said, that if you heated it up with kash or bigvava, you're allowed to do shehiya even without grufa to ketuma. And the Mishabura said, because there's no chash of chituik, because immediately when the fire goes out, so there's no coals there, there's no chash of chituik. So now we're going to discuss other cases with the no chash of chituik, i.e. a case of a plata, a hot plate that is not adjustable. So there's no way to turn it higher or lower. We just discussed before about the gas stove. You can turn it higher, you can turn it lower. So we discussed there's an inyan in covering the knob, and you certainly have to cover the flame. But what about when it's a non-adjustable hot plate? What's the halach over there? So in note 29, he discusses this. Uplata chashmalit she'ein badargo shono shalchom. An electric hot plate that does not have different dargos of heat. The chazon is shes she'eino nechsheves kegrufa v'ketuma. It's still not considered that it's gar of a katam. It's not considered like the coals were taken out or the coals were covered. The chayin daser lo yoshev shelo chilku chacham and begzei rasam. The chacham when I'm a chalik ben dover sheefshel lechatos bo ubein dover sheefshel lechatos bo. Chazal said it has to be gar of a katam. It doesn't matter if you're able to soak it or not. The reason for the gzeira was so you shouldn't come to soak it, but they made a gzeira across the board, and therefore, even though it's not adjustable, you still have to do something. V'lochein muter lahasho saleh im mechasa osa b'niar aluminim ova sheyitzdanein chuma me'at. So says the Chazon Ish and Rav Yoshev, so you would have to cover it with a thick piece of aluminum foil, so that it will cool off the heat a little bit. Again, like we saw in the Mechaber, the whole point of doing the ketima is that it's not giving as strong of a heat, and therefore, we're not worried you're going to stoke the coals anymore. So over here, even though there's no coals to stoke, but you still have to have a covering that's thick enough that it will lower the heat a little bit. But a very thin, if it's not heavy duty, the very thin tinfoil will not be enough. Kevon she'ein nikar bo tzinan, says it's not recognizable that it's any cooler. Because sometimes anyway you put down tin foil just to keep the hot plate clean. And it's not clear that you're doing it in order to lower the heat. Therefore, they're makbid that it has to be a thick piece of aluminum foil. Skip the next paragraph and go to the shita of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Me'idach. B'shailas and shuvas igris Moshe kosov sheplata chashmolis she'i'efshir levashil aleha. If you have an electric hot plate that cannot cook, it can only heat things up, but it can't cook. Eino b'chal ha'gzeira, Zakra Moshe, not like the Chazon Ish, not like Rav Yoshev. He said it's not part of the gzeira, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach agrees with Rav Moshe. V'hosev b'tam ha'dover, and he adds on an explanation. She b'mashe ma'menes ha'gzeira b'mokom she'eni yecholo l'esbashel. By putting a pot in a place where it can't cook, nechshav ha'dover k'maisa ketima, that itself is a maisa ketima. Like we just saw, by putting the pot outside the oven. So if you're putting it on the hot plate in a place where it can't cook, that's good for the ketima. V'chein lo shayah b'zech shashchituin, it's not shayah to stoke the coals, mi'achar shein ha'platam mi'yuedes l'bishul, since this plata is not designated for bishul. V'keimach eni yochol ha'gdil es midas chomen, you can't even change the temperature. So eni b'chal ha'gzeira, v'dino kekash u'gvava v'chein kosu, the Shevet HaLevi and the Ur Lezion. So many poskim argue with the chumra of the Chazon Ish and of Rav Yoshev, and they all say that an electric hot plate does not need to be covered. If it's not adjustable, you can use it straight away on Shabbos and with Shehiyah, and it does not have to be covered. Now he says an interesting point. Vim higdil es halahava shebikirayim shel gaz. Let's say you have a gas stove and you turn it on high. You turn it to the highest temperature. The efshar lahagdila yose, you can't raise it anymore. The whole shash we're discussing before is that there's a shem yachati. You might raise the temperature. You can't raise it. It's the highest temperature possible. So Rav Moshe says shegam bofenze oser lahashos aleha. It's still oser to do shiri on that fire. Shelo chilku chachamim b'gzeirosam. Because Rav Moshe here admits that they weren't machalik in the gzeira. Va'osru lahashos b'chol oven sha'esh megula. So if the fire is revealed, you can't do shiwi there, even though you can't raise the fire at all. So therefore, it's not shat, the whole gzeira of chitui, still going to be aser. V'od, sheyesh locho lekibui hagaz. You also have to be worried about maybe the gas going down. Kevan she'osim zos pekalos. It's very easy to get lowered, so it might get lowered, you might come to raise it. V'od, sheyesh locho she'meyaktin es ha'esh v'yasher v'yagdila. For the first cases, it might get extinguished, then he says it might get lowered. Either way, there is a chash that at some point you might be tempted to raise the temperature. The Kain Zedas are going to have this in Kirelitz, Linian Plata, Chashmolus, Shiyeshba, Esharos, Lashanos, Esmidos, Achom. V'higbir as chomba v'yesher l'hagbir yoser. That's from this in Karelitz writes, l'gav an electric hot plate, which has an adjustable knob, you put on the highest amount, he says, where chosher is there also, it might get lowered and you might raise it, and that would be a problem. Me'idach, on the other hand, the Or Letzion is mekel, he writes, shekevan she'yesher l'hagilas ha'lahava. Since you can't raise the flame anymore, din ha'kira kegrufa b'katuma, that kira already has a grufa b'katuma, and therefore he says, if you have a fire that's on high, you don't have to put a plata down, you don't have to put a blech, you don't have to do anything, you are good to go. There is one bir halacha that I'd like to just read in the remaining moments, and that is the last bir halacha on page 40. Afilu eina lo grufa. We said in the Mechaber that if it was heated up with straw or stubble, something that doesn't turn into coals, it's mutter lashos aleh afinu eina lo grufa lo ktuma. So the lash of the Mechaber was imhuska, if it was heated up. So the Bir Halacha says yesh la'ayin the bishas uposkim noktu lashon she'sikua bekashu gvava. The lashon of the Gemara and the poskim is that you heated it up bekashu gvava. The mashma dehaya achar ahesek. Hisikua is like past tense. Shehuska means it's heated up now. She'sikua, which is lashon of the Gemara, that it was heated up already. Ulahachi be'etzim aser. That's why by wood it's aser. Mishum she'mashir macharem gecholim, because then it leaves over coals and wood is burnt already. Afterwards it leaves over coals and it's going to be a problem. The ikelo mechash mishum chitui. Mashenkein bekash she'ena mashir macharem gecholim, which is not the case. By straw it doesn't leave over coals afterwards. Ulafiza efshur dimhinia char bekash shaboer zman rav. According to the lashon of the Gemara, the way we just explained it, if you put a lot of straw that is burning for a long time, a big fire, efshur the usher lahashos akoponim b'shal shaboer. It could be it's usher to leave it there while it's burning. In other words, the lashon of the Gemara is that sheisikua, you did it in the past, so only when it goes out there's no more chumra because there's no coals. But while it's burning, if you put a lot of kash there, it's mashma, maybe there would be an inyan of not putting it on there. Oh, efshar, or it's possible. Da shas urcha de milsa noka. The shas is just writing what normally is done. Shayadarkum lahamina kadeira acharea hesek. That they normally would put the pot down after it was burnt up already. Avahu adin bishoshim asikim nami mutter. But it could be huadin that while it's burning also it would be permissible. Ve'atam, and the reason is the bishosha boer belavochi ain lochush lechatui. Because while it's burning, we're not worried you're going to stoke anything because it's burning. Why would you stoke it while it's burning properly? The answer lochatos kiim b'shenichba. The only reason to stoke the coals would be after it gets extinguished. But when it comes to the kashuk vava, once it goes out, there's nothing to stoke anymore. So either way, you're going to be okay. And therefore, he leaves off the tzarachian. If that which we say over here, bekashuk vava, it's only after the fact, like the mashmos of the Gemara and the poskim, only after it gets extinguished, where there's no coals remaining, that's when you can do shihi over there. Or even while the fire is burning with a large amount of kash, even when the fire is burning, it'll also be okay, because you're not going to come to do chitui now, and after it's done the gas, and maybe the heter would be there as well, like the lashon of the mechaber is mashma, and the mishabur leaves up at tzarachian. We'll stop here, and we'll continue with share number 3 on this sif, Emirat Hashem, tomorrow.